That's new music from the Lumineers here on Radio 9. And someone asked me, was I going to be watching the festivities from Washington, D.C. on Monday? No, I'm going to be doing something more productive, like sorting the holes in my socks. I'm not going to be... I'd rather stick knitting needles up my nose. Might do that too later on. Who knows? Here are the Rolling Stones on Radio 9. YMCA is not a song about being gay. In fact, the last remaining original person for the Village People says that he's very offended when he finds out that the Village People appeal to a gay audience. You can't make it up, folks. Carrie Underwood's going to be... I'd rather watch Underwood deviled ham. I'd rather watch an Underwood typewriter. Underwood typewriters are here. We've got Underwood deviled ham here. I'm Jay Thurber. Find me on Facebook, Blue Sky, and Mastodon at Jay Thurber Show, or check out the website at jaythurbershow.com. More music on the other side. You're tuned to Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WIRCT Pittsburgh, and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is It's 1 o'clock.
TikTok may soon be outlawed in the United States after the Supreme Court ruled a controversial ban can go ahead. The popular social media app has faced criticism from American lawmakers over its ties to China, which they say carry national security concerns. The ban is scheduled to begin on Sunday unless TikTok severs ties with its China-based parent company ByteDance. That's one day before Donald Trump's inauguration, when he will become the 47th president of the United States. The U.S. president-elect held a phone call with China's leader on Friday. Caroline Malone reports from Washington, D.C.
3 days before returning to the White House, U.S. president-elect Donald Trump spoke directly to the Chinese leader Xi Jinping. It comes days before Mr. Trump is due to be inaugurated, and among the top officials watching will be Chinese Vice President Han Zheng, according to reports. Beijing has said, "We stand ready to work with the new U.S. government to enhance dialogue and communication, properly manage differences, expand mutually beneficial cooperation." Well, the incoming Trump administration has pledged to put America first, including on trade, and has already threatened higher tariffs on many countries, especially China. Caroline Malone, Washington.
And in one of the last major moves of his term, U.S. President Joe Biden is commuting the sentences of nearly 2,500 inmates. They were convicted of nonviolent drug offenses. Benji Hire reports.
Joe Biden says this clemency action provides relief for individuals who received disproportionately lengthy or outdated sentences for things like drug crimes. It follows a raft of other commutations granted to dozens of people on death row who will no longer face execution. The outgoing president also recently pardoned his son, Hunter, following his conviction on gun charges. Benji Hire, Washington.
And a 14-year prison sentence has been handed down to Imran Khan, the jailed former Pakistani prime minister, over corruption charges. His wife was also given a 7-year sentence in the corruption case. Khan has been imprisoned since 2023 on charges which he alleges are politically motivated. Hira Mustafa has more.
The couple faces accusations of accepting land as a gift from a business tycoon in return for laundered money during Khan's time in office. The court has directed Imran Khan to pay $3,500 as a penalty, while his wife must pay $1,800. The leadership of Imran Khan's party criticizes the court's decision as politically motivated and vows to challenge the decision in the country's top court. The government welcomes the decision, stressing that the country's judiciary has upheld democratic principles.
From Bureaus Worldwide, this is FSN.
Baby.
getting us started here on Radio 9. 412-385-7450, 412-385-7450. Also on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky, taking your request. It's Jay here for the show. Thank you so much for listening. From 66, these are the Seekers.
Hey there, Georgie girl, swinging down the street so fancy free. Nobody you meet could ever see the loneliness there inside you. Hey there, Georgie girl, why do all the boys just pass you by? Could it be you just don't try, or is it the clothes you wear?
Caesar on Facebook was making fun of me because playing slow songs. He says, you never play slow song. I do. Ooh, just not the middle of the Saturday afternoon when you want to get out and get moving and grooving and dancing and put the dance in your pants and the blues in your shoes and the rock and roll in your soul. You know where we play the slow songs? I do a Sunday night oldies party at the bowling alley in Lawrenceville. We get into those backseat memories about 11 o'clock. It's Doris Troy on Radio 9.
Hey, boy.
Shangri-La's Walking in the Sand from 1964. We've got new music coming your way in a couple of minutes. We're also going to check your full-time forecast at about 5 minutes. Right now, the Pitt Panthers men's basketball team playing Clemson at the half to score Clemson 40, Pitt 30. We'll check sports for you later this hour, so stay tuned. More news for you at 2 o'clock. Here's Richie Knight and the Midnights covering Charlena. solid sending for your precious love from 1958 on Radio 9. At 1:22 chime time, new music is coming your way from, I'm just looking here, see what do we have here that we haven't heard from? Like, how about the Struts? New music from the Struts coming up right after we take care of a couple of brief messages and also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Went to the barber this morning, yeah. Went to the barber. Once again, he made the part in the middle way too wide. And I said to him, he said, you got the kind of haircut. I get the same haircut basically as Charlie Brown because I have basically the same amount of hair as Charlie Brown. And he said, you know, you got the kind of haircut that's really easy to maintain. He said, you don't even need any shampoo or blowing it with a hair dryer. And I say, no, I said, I just need some turtle wax once in a while. And he laughs and he said, I wouldn't do that. I said, why not? He said, well, the reflection is liable to blind people. Pittsburgh Penguins beat the Sabres last night by a score of 5-2. They are back in action tonight. We will check sports for you in about half an hour from now. What else did I want to tell you about? Well, it's a deep subject for my shallow mind. Coming up at 5 o'clock on 88.3 WRCT, it's Confusing Sounds for Confusing Times. Saturday nights at 5, it's time for Chop Shop. Only on independent freeform radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT. We have some cold weather in the forecast that we're going to tell you about here in just a couple of moments. But before we do, here are some tips for driving safely in winter conditions. Slow down. Slow down. Driving slowly and steadily helps you to maintain traction and control of your vehicle. Well, that's easy enough to remember. Keep an emergency kit in your car. In the case of an emergency, it's essential to have emergency supplies in your vehicle that can include jumper cables, ice scrapers, maybe a small snow shovel, a cell phone charger, blankets, kitty litter or sand for better tire traction, flashlights, and flares or reflective triangles. If you are stranded in the snow, you should display something that indicates you are in trouble. The National Weather Service suggests tying a bright colored cloth to your antenna or car door. And if the snow lets up, then raise the hood of your car to signal for help. While you wait for help, run the engine about 10 minutes per hour to stay warm and charge your cell phone. But make sure to open a window slightly to let in fresh air and prevent carbon monoxide poisoning. Find more tips for staying safe on the road in the winter, go to FEMA.gov. That's FEMA.gov. That's a message from the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
Everybody talks about the weather. Is it going to be cold or hot? And it's undeniable. Radio is reliable to hear what the weathermen thought. Whether you believe it or not.
The National Weather Service has issued an extreme cold watch for next week, beginning Monday, continuing through Wednesday. Chance of rain this afternoon, cloudy skies, the high of 41. Rain and snow overnight, low of 20. Could get slippy out there. Snow likely Sunday, cloudy skies, high near 25. Monday is Martin Luther King Day. Chance of snow flurries, cloudy and cold, with a high near 11. Monday night, cloudy, low of minus 2. Partly sunny and cold on Tuesday with a high only reaching 14. Partly cloudy Tuesday night with a low of minus 9. Wednesday, mostly sunny and cold with a high near 14. Partly cloudy Wednesday night with a low of 4 above 0. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show, 39 in Washington County, 35 in Butler. It's 39 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. At WRCT, it's 39 degrees.
I'm Eddie Mace tonight because I can't stop talking. The doorman only let me inside because I can't stop talking. This is my new best friend. Say, oh, 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 oh,
Minutes here on Radio 9.
When the snow is on the ground,
you'll be warmer all around.
With Lennox Warm Air Heating. When the temperature is hot,
you'll be happy if you've got
Lennox Air Conditioning. Lennox keeps the temperature even.
Your home's not hot for freezing.
Air is fresh, no stuffiness, yet it costs you so much less.
You're set for any season.
Summer, winter, spring, or fall, you will find the best of all. The Lennox year-round system.
Lennox is the world's largest manufacturer of warm air heating systems. Your Lennox dealer is an expert on indoor weather conditioning. So whether it's for heating or cooling, see your Lennox dealer first.
For heating and cooling, we're not fooling. See your certified Lennox dealer.
Oh, thank you very large, singers. You're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 1:30.
RCT.
from a guy you know, Fats Domino, on Radio 900-412-385-7450, 412-385-7450. Also taking requests on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. This is the Lovin' Spoonful on Radio 9. There from the Lovin' Spoonful on Radio 9.
Mark Spitz swims the English Channel later on the Jay Thurber Show.
On the ABC Radio Network.
Yeah.
The Temptations with My Girl. Here's Bobby Lewis.
I couldn't sleep at all last night. It's on the floor.
Let the bells ring.
Blue Sky just said, two more days until the price of eggs plummets. I'm telling you, Monday, eggs are going to be $1 a gallon. We will finally end the scourge of transgender immigrants coming over the border to perform late birth abortions.
In this Old Testament,
yes.
Real wrath of God type stuff. Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave. Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
What's on your mind? We'd really like to hear.
On Mastodon, a Jay Thurber show, Jamin wants to hear Ricky Nelson. You say him, we play him on the Big 900.
I've been waiting in school all day long, waiting on the bell to ring so I can go home. I throw my books on the table, pick up the telephone. Hello, baby, let's get some gold. Heading down to the drugstore to get a soda pop, throw a nickel in your jukebox, then we'll start to rock. The school gal, baby, gonna taste some news. You look good in the baby doll shoe. Well, so one, two, I put with a shoe. A three, four, get out on the floor. 5, 6, come get your kicks down the corner of Lincoln and a 46. Yeah! Six, come get your kicks down on the corner of Lincoln and a 46. Yeah! Well, let's go now. It's 1, 2, I pull off your shoes. 3, 4, get out on the floor. 5, 6, come get your kicks down the corner of Lincoln and a 46. You gotta move. Start rocking, baby. Rockin', rockin', baby. Gonna rock all night. Rock all night. Just wait and see. Yeah.
Telling you, eggs are gonna be $1 a gallon come Tuesday. You just wait. Oil is gonna be so cheap. Oil is gonna be cheaper than tap water. And when you turn on your tap water, it's going to be full of oil. It's going to be great. More music coming up after this.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. Go to pema.pa.gov and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by Ready PA, FEMA, and the Ad Council.
When you were a kid, did you have a dream of being a Major League Baseball player? Say, someday I'm going to be playing at Yankee Stadium.
I think every kid does. I think I didn't only want baseball. I wanted track and field, too, I guess. I think I was the youngest kid in Milwaukee to participate in a hammer throw. and then a training teacher. zapped a ball peen hammer at him one day. How about the javelin throw? I like to throw the javelin when I was a kid. And the neighbors used to get upset about that. You know, you'd get a shingle house and stick right in there. The hammer throw, I threw a 16-pound hammer. I was 15 years old, freshman year in high school. I threw a 16-pound hammer. I was the youngest kid in Milwaukee to throw a 16-pound hammer. And about 8 minutes later, I became the youngest kid to wear a cross in Milwaukee. That is the
well, you shouldn't start too young with a sports like that.
Well, it's definitely this.
Yes. Were you injured like a lot of ball players? They always seem to retire because of injuries. The elbow goes or the legs go. Were you plagued by any injuries when you played at all?
I think for me it was more my hands than anything else.
You were a catcher.
Yeah. You go in a bar after a ball game and You're sitting there 3-4 hours popping a few, and sooner or later somebody's going to step on your hand. No, I never thought of that. Infected earlobe. Makes your head lean over a little bit. You're vulnerable to the inside pitch. You know, taking up in the coconut once in a while.
Right. Do you really commercials like the ball player? Now, that's a big lucrative business for ball players. They can make almost, you know, a top star can make almost as much on television. I understand it. On commercials as he can from playing baseball.
I think the thing that aggravates me now about commercials, see Leo DeRocher, Mickey Mantle, Yogi Berra,
yeah,
doing that, the commercial for Jock Itch, which years ago you couldn't talk about. You know, right. you couldn't say things like that. And Jock Itch was a problem. you know, when I played, it was a league rule you couldn't touch yourself. I think the guy that... Well, you can't, you know, Melia, a Jock Itch is a... Our clubhouse guy used to... The guy in the clubhouse is the guy that caused it. Like, if you didn't pay your dues on time, or if you're a little late with a tip, like when they did your laundry,
right?
Instead of rinsing the soap out, they leave the soap. You know? And like the next day, you know, you start running around, you start sweating a little bit, man. I'm telling you, man. Bubbles start coming out of your pants.
Music. Turn it up and play loud.
Never seen. Well, I got hip to the dip and built me a loving machine. Well, you pull your lever on the right, two arms jump out, wrap all around you and make you scream and shout. Up to my house, I've got something you've never seen. I've just built me a brand new loving machine.
Harris on Radio 9 at 1:55. Much more music time. More music coming up, or more news coming up for you at 2 o'clock. And then music on the other side of that. Don't forget, at 3 o'clock, over most of these same frequently frequented frequencies, it is smooth, relaxing, and easy with Eric O'Brien. And I sure hope you will stay tuned for that. Chris on Blue Sky says that the sound clips are coming through very low. I wonder what's going on here. I wonder if this thing is... The thing is, this is a little inside radio trivia for you. The thing is, a lot of stuff now is coming in, electronics are coming in from China, or as our upcoming president would say, China. And boy, the quality control is just not what it is. So we bought we had some problem with some hum. We thought we didn't know the words on the air. And we got a ground loop transformer, isolator, what they call in here, to get the hum out. And I'm wondering if it's reversing the phases on the – because he said it sounds like it's coming with – like it's echoey, like it's coming from a tin can, which implies to me there's a phase reversal going on somewhere. This is the kind of inside radio stuff that you don't get this from 3WS. You don't get this from Eddie Crow. You get this here. This is the show that tells you completely useless, meaningless information that you're like, shut up already and play some music. But first, we have to do sports. So let's do that right now.
You're from-
beat the Sabres last night by a score of 5-2. Penguins traveling to Washington to take on the Capitals tonight. Faceoff is at 7 o'clock. In college basketball action, the Pitt Panthers at this hour taking on the Clemson Tigers. And Pitt just went up by a point, 64-63 in the second half. We will keep following that score for you throughout the day. Pitt Panthers women's team hosting number 14 ranked North Carolina tomorrow at the Peterson Event Center. Tip-off is at 2 o'clock. Duquesne Dukes hosting the St. Bonaventure Bonnies up on the bluff. That game gets underway in just a couple of minutes. The Carnegie Mellon women lost to Chicago 62-54. Tartans were ranked number 23 in the country going into that game against number 24 Chicago. The Carnegie Mellon men's team defeated Chicago by a score of 63-57. Both teams traveling to Wash U in St. Louis for games on Sunday. And let's do this. There is an extreme cold watch out for the entire listening area beginning on Monday. Chance of rain this afternoon with cloudy skies and a high of 41. Rain and snow overnight, low of 20. Snow likely on Sunday, high 25. Sunday night, chance of snow, mostly cloudy and very cold, low of 7. Flurries on Martin Luther King Day, high near 11. Partly cloudy Monday night, low of minus 2. Partly sunny and cold Tuesday, high 14. Wednesday, mostly sunny and cold, high near 14. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 39 in Washington, 35 in Butler. It's 39 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morrowind in Oakland. 40 at WRCT.
I see it clear now. I place the blame on everyone else. Always really like to be right. It doesn't really matter how it happened when you're looking back. No one really wins in the end. It's me every now and again. The anger felt good for a season. Picking fights with my friends for no reason.
From Judah and the Lion here. I'm Jay Thurber, the website jaythurbershow.com. You can get cartoons, commentary, and other useless stuff from yours truly, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WIRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 2 o'clock.
ceasefire, the hostage deal between Israel and Hamas. The road to that deal was not easy. It's taken 8 months, nonstop, relentless effort by the administration to get it done.
President Joe Biden highlighting a hard-won deal in Gaza during a Defense Department farewell ceremony. President-elect Donald Trump is also claiming credit for the ceasefire, citing his previous threat that there would be hell to pay if hostages weren't released by his inauguration. But the deal may still collapse. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is postponing a cabinet vote, accusing Hamas of adding last-minute conditions. Israeli critics accuse Netanyahu of repeatedly doing just that himself during the negotiations. Outgoing Missouri Progressive Representative Cori Bush is joining the Equal Rights Amendment Alliance in daily protests, urging Biden to certify the ERA before Trump takes office.
This trauma, these injustices are happening every single day around the country and under your watch. But you don't feel the burn of it. You have the power to act. You can publish the ERA.
Nearly a quarter million Americans have signed petitions for the ERA to be enacted. Critics argue many of the state legislatures, which previously voted for the constitutional amendment, would not do so now. The fate of social media platform TikTok remains unclear, with a law banning it being challenged in court. Republican Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton says the app's owners had a chance to sell it and avoid a pending ban.
TikTok is a Chinese communist spy app that addicts our kids, harvests their data, targets them with harmful and manipulative content, and spreads communist propaganda.
Rural advocates are voicing concerns about Trump's healthcare policies, including his alignment with vaccine skeptics. University of Texas professor of medicine Jewel Mullen says more conspiracy theories may accelerate a decline in vaccinations.
It's just increasingly easy for information that is untrue, misleading, inaccurate, and unchecked. That's a risk for all of us.
Others say rural health is likely to worsen if Medicaid's budget is squeezed. Brittany Bolton with Groundwork Ohio says their hospitals and providers are hanging by a thread and depend on the program.
Provider shortages, hospital closures, and long travel distances across rural areas. At least 13 counties do not have maternal care in the entire county at this point in Ohio.
Finally, thousands prepare to march in Washington ahead of Trump's inauguration. Anna Zaros with Nonviolent Peace Force says a march planned for Saturday has a low risk of conflict, but says they'll carry out de-escalation tactics if needed.
People often escalate because they're not being heard and because they feel vulnerable.
I'm Farah Siddiqui for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Pictures on the radio. It doesn't ruin your vision like a TV show.
Practice yoga on the ground or get up and walk around.
You can do it when you're listening to the radio. You can shave or wash your hair while our show is on the air. You can cook up a fondue and we'd still be coming through. You can stay in bed and you'll find we don't care at all. Just as long as you keep listening to the radio. Smoking reefer on the radio while we're really eating cookies and you never know.
We could tell you we look great when we're really overweight.
You can get away with so much on the